Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're juggling flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving into a topic that's more important than ever: managing anxiety and finding calm amidst the chaos. Trust me, you don't want to miss this one. We're bombarded with information, deadlines, and expectations every single day. It's no wonder so many of us are feeling the pressure. But here's the thing, you've got the power to change that narrative. Think of this podcast as your mini meditation retreat. We're taking a few minutes each day to recenter, recharge, and learn practical tools to manage anxiety and cultivate inner peace. So, buckle up, Buttercup, because today, I'm sharing 5 game-changing strategies to help you conquer those anxious thoughts and find your zen zone. First things first, let's talk about awareness. Ever notice how anxiety often sneaks up on us like a ninja? Before we know it, we're caught in a whirlwind of worry. But here's the secret weapon: mindfulness. Pay attention to those physical sensations that signal anxiety. Maybe it's a racing heart, clenched jaw, or a knot in your stomach. Recognizing these early warning signs is the first step towards taking control. Think of it like this: you wouldn't ignore a smoke alarm, right? So, when your body starts giving you those anxiety signals, treat them with the same level of seriousness. Next up, let's talk about breathing. It sounds simple, but our breath is seriously powerful. Deep, slow breaths can literally calm your nervous system and ease anxiety. Try this. Inhale for a count of 4, hold for 4, and exhale for 4. Repeat that a few times whenever you feel those anxious vibes creeping in. It's like hitting the reset button on your inner peace. Now, let's get real. Sometimes life throws us curveballs. We can't always control what happens to us, but we can control how we react. This brings me to the third key takeaway: reframing. Instead of dwelling on negative thoughts, try to look for the silver lining. Remember that time you faced a challenge and emerged stronger? Yeah, you've got this. The fourth strategy is all about connection. Humans are social creatures, and we need each other. Talk to someone you trust, join a support group, or simply spend time with loved ones. Sharing your feelings can be incredibly therapeutic, and knowing you're not alone can make a world of difference. You know that feeling when you vent to your best friend and suddenly everything feels lighter? That's the power of connection. Finally, remember to prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are definitely great. Self-care is about making choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, and engage in activities that bring you joy. When you take care of yourself, you have more resilience to handle life's ups and downs. Okay, let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine this. You're giving a presentation at work, and suddenly your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and you feel like you might forget everything you've prepared. Sound familiar? This is anxiety in action. But here's where those strategies come in handy. Take a few deep breaths. Strategy number 2. Try to focus on the positive aspects of the presentation. Reframing. Remind yourself that you've prepared well and have something valuable to share, building confidence. And visualize yourself delivering a successful presentation, positive visualization. Remember, anxiety doesn't control you. You can choose how to respond to it. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to manage anxiety and find your calm zone. Remember, awareness, breathing exercises, reframing negative thoughts, connecting with others, and prioritizing self-care are your secret weapons in this journey. Don't be afraid to experiment with these tools until you find what works best for you. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might need a little dose of calm. Leave a review. Those little things make a huge difference. Until next time, Keep shining your light and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.